Wow. So there's a lot going on there. We're not going to unpack the whole lot, and certainly not going to unpack the whole lot today. There's a lot going on there. Some have been in Jerusalem all along, others have been in exile, some have been settled in exile, whereas others have hankered to go back home. Some were leaders, some were followers, some were helpful, others not so. Ezra Nehemiah is a story about rebuilding, restoring, and repentance. And all of these themes are key to our lives as well. You'll know that a key verse to me personally can be found in Isaiah 58. And I wonder whether this is our time for us to be the church that we are called to be. You'll notice from that video clip that there's a lot about rebuilding and restoring. There's a lot about repentance. Three re's there. And in Isaiah 58, just as a reminder, I'm sure that you've heard me preach on it enough, and I think that Neil did an excellent preach on it sometime last year as well. Isaiah 58, I think it's verse 11, 12, something like that. It says, if you get rid of unfair practices and stop blaming victims, stop gossiping about other people's sins, if you are generous with the hungry and start giving yourselves to the down and out, your lives will begin to glow in the darkness. Your shadowed lives will be bathed in sunlight. God says, I will show you where to go. I'll give you a fulfilled life in the emptiest of places, firm muscles and strong bones. You'll be like a well-watered garden, a gurgling stream that never runs dry. You'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew, rebuild the foundations from out of your past. You'll be known as those who can fix anything, restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate, make the community livable again. I really do believe that our church building is right where we can start to make that community livable again. After the difficulty of COVID, and perhaps as we've talked about, maybe life before shouldn't have been the way that it was, because it only generally helps the richest. We have folk in church who are trained in basic money management skills, in basic mental health supports. We have people who know how to link up others to the right networks. This is a very tangible and practical building forward and building the kingdom of God, that people will know that we live for Jesus as we love and serve our neighbors. Archbishop Welby remarks that we can't build back, we must build forward together. It's a choice. Choose something new, or just let the old re-establish. And he ends and says, not to choose is still a choice. So as we close today, may God help us to be faithful to him as we act and as we make our choices and as we move forward, as we build forward. Tomorrow, just a small thing, I'm going to be around at the front of the church, in the porch or on the benches outside. On Monday and Tuesday mornings for the next while, I'll be available to listen to people in our community, to offer to pray, to be in and around our community. Church buildings have traditionally and for too long been places that are used for only perhaps an hour or two a week in which to worship God. We forget that places of worship have always been community spaces. And as we build forward, whatever these next weeks from Ezra and Nehemiah will teach us, let's take the best of these teachings and their actions and their stories and their personalities. And may God continue to be good enough to walk with us and guide us as we take these steps together. As I say, I'm not too sure exactly where God is leading us, and perhaps that's also a sign of both faith and trust in God. I do covet your prayers as we move on, because reading through some commentaries and bits and pieces on Nehemiah and Ezra aren't as straightforward as perhaps I thought they might be. But having never really studied them in partnership together, it'll be interesting to see what happens. May God bless us as we take his way forward in faith.